This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
And once again, this is Eric Michaels, and you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health and Fitness Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, once again, we are visiting with one of the most respected fitness experts in the country today, Dr. Edward Jakowski from Exude Fitness, headquartered in Manhattan, New York. Dr. Jakowski has written 7 books and is a former columnist for NewYorkDailyNews.com, eDiets.com, AARP's Modern Maturity Magazine, and is one of Star and OK Magazine's body image and fitness experts. Edward has also been interviewed by Barbara Walters, Diane Sawyer, and Pat Robertson on his revolutionary and world's only patented exercise system for body types. Dr. Jakowski, welcome back to eHealth Radio.
It's great to be here.
Hey, good to have you once again. So, as a pioneer in body typing, please tell us about all the other body types we read and hear about.
You know, I'm so welcome that you asked that question. Every day you hear apple, pear, carrot, more popular known, you've heard of mesomorph and endomorph and ectomorph, right?
Yes.
Okay. And every day you say, oh, I'm a mesomorph or I'm an endomorph. Well, the reality is that those names have nothing to do with exercise and body type. They were developed by a doctor by the name of Dr. William Sheldon in the 30s and the 40s. And he was a psychiatrist. And what he did was he characterized people's personality characteristics and name them endomorph, ectomorph, and mesomorph, and simply told people back then that an endomorph had these physical characteristics, meaning they were either thin or they were thick, and that was it. But the country today thinks, oh my God, an endomorph should do this. Dr. Sheldon had no intention. How could he? How would Dr. Sheldon in the 1940s recommend that an endomorph do a stair climber or an elliptical? They didn't even exist. So the first thing that we're trying to do is re-educate the public and the world that these body types have nothing to do with exercise, and the media and so-called fitness experts have bastardized and have put in what they think people should be doing. And if you take a look at, because I keep notes on this, we wouldn't have been able to have received the world's only patent on working out for your body type if this already existed. So that also gives more credence to our body types, and we are the world's only patented exercise regimen based on body types, and there are 4. And there's an hourglass, a spoon, a ruler, and a cone. The other body types that you hear about, again, is an apple and a pear. No one's really built like an apple. Think about it. Draw an apple. I don't know of anyone that's built like an apple, unless maybe some fat guy in a circus. No one's really built like a pear. And what should these people do exercise-wise, again, is just theory. Oh, this person will tell you that. And meanwhile, everyone says the same thing as far as what they think that an apple and a pear should do. Meanwhile, when you really analyze it, all those exercises that are even recommended for these body types will actually give you the effect that you're not even looking for. So the credence to Exude's body types is that each one is not only individualized, medically proven, and patented, but it's never not worked. So if you're a spoon and you're bottom heavy, or if you're an hourglass and you bulk up on top and below, if you follow the blueprint for your body type, you will get results, because part of the success of working out for your body types, and no one had ever thought about this before, and it took about 20 years of research for us to get it, part of being successful, equally important, is what not to do. And no one ever came along and told people, don't do that exercise and do this, and here's why. So it's although it's new to the country and new to the public and new worldwide, for us, we've been doing it so long, we now have it down truly as a science.
Now tell us about how you came up with the idea of creating the world's only patented exercise system for your body types. That's pretty interesting.
Well, in my first years of having my practice and clinical and keeping clinical notes, a lot of women would come to me. They were 5 foot five, 5 foot six in the mid-'80s, where step class was big back then and aerobic classes were big. And these girls were fit and toned, but they had more muscle on them than people playing professional football. And I said, wait a minute. Why does someone have such thick muscles? Why is someone who's 5'6", weighing 165, 175 pounds, why are their thighs bigger than mine? There has to be a reason. I went to the library and did some research. Why is a runner thin and lean, meaning a marathon runner, and why is a bodybuilder thicker? So the answer was in every medical book in the world, and it's simply called hypertrophy. Hypertrophy means that the muscle grows when it's taxed or when there's resistance or a certain workload put on it. And there has to be a reason then if someone who's running, doing aerobic exercise, is not thick. So over the years, we started to see trends, and then we started to keep notes, and then we started to keep actual measurements. So when someone came to us and their arms were 14 inches and they wanted to be 12, what were the techniques that needed to be used in order to get them down to 12? Now, it's not quite spot reducing, but it's very close. In other words, that person can get to their goal of 12 inches in their arm if they're doing specific exercises, and equally important, if they're not performing exercises that are making the muscles grow. That's why I laugh and I feel sorry. I don't laugh at the people that can't take advantage of us, but I laugh at the so-called professionals out there that think that women don't bulk. Well, let's take that theory and let's say that we bought into it. So now we have a girl marathon runner and a girl bodybuilder. After we take their girth measurements and photos, for the next year, we switch their workout routines. So now the marathon runner starts lifting weights, and the weightlifter now starts running. Who do you think would bet their life on it to say that both girls at the end of a year are going to possess the same physique by switching workouts? How many people you think would agree with that?
That's a good question.
If you could get the same results, well, let's assume that you're not quite sure, because that's what the public is. If you switched a workout from someone doing all cardio to all weightlifting and all weightlifting to all cardio, and if you tell me that their bodies are not going to change, everyone then could do any exercise and still possess the same body. So in other words, I could be a gardener. If weightlifting doesn't change my body mass to go from bigger to smaller or smaller to bigger, and running doesn't trim me down, I could go out there and ride a stationary bike. I could take a Pilates class. I could take a yoga class. I could be a gardener, and you line up all these women, and after a year, you're going to tell me that they're still going to have that same body? Based on that theory, then there should be only one way to exercise to look thin, one way to exercise to be big. So there's the science behind it. And then we took that information, and then we did a medical study, where we took people that were doing traditional means of exercise, took their girth measurements, and followed them for 4 years, between 300 and 400 subjects, and then we tracked their progress as far as their girth measurements and what their goals were. Then once we collected that data, then we started. Now, prior to this, I had already written books introducing body typing all the way back in 1992 and then in 1995 with the whole that you're exercising wrong, and, of course, our biggest seller, Escape Your Shape, book, which outlines and details exactly what people should be doing and not doing fitness-wise based on their body type and, of course, their goals.
Well, once again, tell our listeners where they can get more information online about Exude.
You can go to our website, www.exude.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Exude Fitness. And, of course, our national 1-800 number. We service the world now through our body type and fitness programs via Skype and our webinars, and that is 1-800-24-EXUDE.
Very informative. Once again, we've been speaking with, briefly, one of the most respected fitness experts in the country today, Dr. Edward Jakowski from Exude Fitness, headquartered in Manhattan, New York. And the website of reference, once again, is Exude eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Dr. Edward Jakowski, we certainly appreciate you coming out and being with us here briefly here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric, for the opportunity.
You're very welcome, and come back anytime. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health and Fitness Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.